Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Sharon Price-John. How are you, Sharon?
I'm great, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Well, always a pleasure to see you. And Sharon is the CEO of one of the most beloved companies in the world, Build-A-Bear Workshop. So this is actually the 25th anniversary. Gosh, does time fly quickly since Maxine founded this. Talk about what the brand is to you as CEO for, you're moving on a decade.
This is a very special brand, and thank you for starting with that. We're delighted to be celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. And we're going to be having a gala here in our hometown of St. Louis, where Maxine Clark started this company now a quarter century ago. And we'll be honoring her as well as having a fundraiser for our foundation, the Build-A-Bear Foundation that Maxine also started. So we're delighted to do that. And 25 years, I know that has flown by, particularly for Maxine. But for a lot of our guests, it's amazing how many stories and memories we've created over the course of time. And as we approach our 25th year, we've made over 200 million bears. And that's 200 million moments and precious times that people have gotten to share together, and so many secrets and, you know, furry friends that kids have gone to sleep with. And now to think that we are going on our next quarter century with an entirely different approach to the brand, growing with 40% of our sales to people over 12 years old and, you know, not necessarily in malls anymore and not just a retailer anymore and not just teddy bears anymore. It's been a great journey. And the brand means a lot to me because, you know, my kids played with the Build-A-Bear when they were young as well and still have their own Build-A-Bears. But it's been a great 9 years coming up on 10 years.
Arguably, it was the first real venture into a new type of customer experience in retail. I want to talk about how that was that new venture, but really, like you said, through the years, you were really just in the malls, and now your business, especially during the pandemic, has dramatically shifted.
That's right. And at the time, in 1997, clearly the mall was the place where families went for fun and entertainment. And even though we specifically pivoted our business and our retail model to expand beyond traditional malls into tourist locations, ranging from amusement parks to restaurants to cruise ships to hotels, it has still held to that premise that we want to be where families go for fun and entertainment. That's just shifted through the years. And Maxine knew that that would be a critical piece of us being able to optimize this insight of her vision of how someone could build their own teddy bear and how meaningful that would be for them. With one thing that you don't know, Robert, perhaps, that when we first started Build-A-Bear, the idea of the heart ceremony was not in the original concept. That didn't come until later. And ultimately, that created so much magic for people. And that's a lot of what people remember. And when you watch people build bears inside of our stores and go through the heart ceremony, that's almost when the bear comes alive for them and becomes special beyond any sort of regular, quote-unquote, stuffed animal. But we did start in the malls, and we did start as a kids-only product. And we did not have an e-commerce business, as you were kind of alluding to. And during those difficult times with COVID and all of our stores shut down, we had already been building out an e-commerce business, but we really accelerated our digital transformation during those time periods and evolved so much of our in-store delivery, our buy online ship from store, buy online pick up in store, and ended up moving our business and shifting it significantly to .com. Whereas in the early days of my tenure here, we were less than 5% of our e-commerce business as a penetration of our total retail business. And at the end of 2021, it was 20% of our total sales.
And you've even shifted into radio. And talk about one thing which is really interesting. Gen Zers are now really hot on this. I see it at baseball games, Citizens Park with the Phillies.
Build-A-Bear is practically everywhere. And Build-A-Bear has risen to the degree of being an iconic brand. So much so that when we do PR or when we partner with certain brands or when we have a special introduction, let's say it's Baby Yoda that we introduced during 2020 or our After Dark series that's a part of our Bear Cave that's for people that are over 18 years old. Both of those, for example, had 1 billion impressions when we shared those with the public from a PR perspective. And we generate tens of billions of impressions as Build-A-Bear because there's so much interest and social and pass along. And a lot of that has to do with the growing interest that we have with millennials and Gen Z, who are very active, as you know, on social media. So we definitely have evolved and we are in the cultural zeitgeist, if you will. And it's because of our multi-generational promise of, you know, furry friends and hugs. That I think that elevates us in that space. It's an exciting time for Build-A-Bear because what we recognized when I arrived in 2013 is that we were actually so much more than just the workshop, which is a place. The Build-A-Bear process had so endeared itself to our consumer base that we had become a brand that was more than the experience. So the separation of those two concepts is really what unlocked a lot of opportunity for us. So we have now Build-A-Bear the brand, and we have Build-A-Bear Workshop, which is the place. And over the past few years, we've been going through a pivot of the company so that we can unlock this power of this iconic brand and monetize that power by building out new and different revenue streams to access that power. So now we have evolved from, let's say, a store that just happened to have a strong brand to a branded intellectual property company that just happens to have workshops, vertical retail, as one of its revenue streams, as well as licensing and outbound licensing of the brand into new categories, entertainment and content and digital as one of its revenue streams, evolved international franchising as one of its revenue streams, as well as multiple retail models that we've created to partner with all of these tourist locations.
Brilliant strategy, turning everything completely upside down.
That's exactly right.
That is terrific. We're about to take a commercial break on the radio, but strategy is central to every bone of who you are. What is the key to developing the right strategy? You obviously did a complete turnaround, flip over. What is the key for any CEO listening in?
There's three elements that you really need to understand. The first is, where does your greatest value lie in your company? And it can lie in a lot of different places. It may be in your supply chain, in your skill sets associated with, you know, exactly what you do or create. In our case, it happened to be in the power of the brand. We had 90%+ brand awareness. We did the testing on this, and this is a North American U.S. number. And we also had affinity data that was not dissimilar to some of the most powerful family entertainment brands in America. So really the question was, how do we unlock that value and create more ways for more consumers to engage in our brand? So that's number one. Where does your greatest asset lie, and are you optimizing that asset? Then you look at where your other attributes lie. What are the things that you have that you do well? What do you have, and then what do you do well? We do make stuffed animals well. We also run retail well. So those are two aspects that we wanted to keep as a part of our solution, but they needed to evolve based on how the marketplace has evolved. We needed to get, in our case, recognize that we could be broader than kids, right? Because we were already becoming multi-generational, that we could be other places than malls because mall traffic was being challenged, and that we were relevant in categories beyond stuffed animals. And all of those things were true because the brand equity was so stretchable. If you fundamentally mean love, caring, and hugs, you have a lot of latitude on the services you can provide and the categories that you can be meaningful with to people. And that's our strategy.
It's fantastic. Everyone you're hearing, this is exactly how you can develop strategy. I think it's easier to say the three questions than to do, but when you engage the whole team, that's what could happen. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about talent, talent retention, and it's an interesting model you'll hear from Build-A-Bear because there are many generations in the Build-A-Bear, and that probably helps with outreach to the community. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Sharon Price-John, who is the CEO of Build-A-Bear Workshop and the entire Build-A-Bear brand. So I want to talk about culture, talent, and retention. Now, something very interesting with Build-A-Bear is that you will have grandparents, you will have teenagers, you have all these generations working together, in a sense, at totally different capacities. Talk about how that works out into your talent strategy.
That's a really great observation, Robert. And I think it's important, too, to understand that everything in our company is grounded in our mission statement. And that informs our culture, right? So our mission statement is to add a little more heart to life. And when we talk about the word heart, we really, in a printed form, it's really that heart symbol. So it's to add a little more heart symbol to life. And the reason we do it that way is because inside that heart, just like when you go into a Build-A-Bear and put the heart inside the bear, it can mean a lot of things to you, right? It can mean love. It can mean hugs. It could be fun at work. It can mean friends. It has a lot of meaning, and we wanted that meaning to be open-ended. And we also were careful with the words a little more heart to life, because what we do every day is make everyone's life just a little bit better. You know, and to the degree that that can impact someone's day or in the collective, as I mentioned, 200 million bears later, maybe have a little positive impact on the world, we'll take it. But it's the everyday making something a little bit better. Now, with that in mind, think about when we have that kind of mission statement and take it very seriously, which is a bigger construct than just what we do in a company. It's a promise to the world, almost, how that affects the people that are inside your organization. And we're very serious about the way we treat each other, the way we treat our bear builders that work so hard that you're mentioning out in the stores, who are the face of our company and create those memories for our valued guests, and how we treat our guests, our vendors, our partners. With that kind of filter, it really changes who you are as a company. And when everyone comes from a shared mindset, the generations don't matter. So, yes. In some cases, we have young kids who have recently graduated from high school or college that might be working with people at our stores that, you know, are a few decades older than them. But we all have the same mission, and it's to add a little more heart to life for whoever walked across that lease line that day, whether it's a kid celebrating their birthday or an older couple that wants to celebrate their anniversary. Their, I'll say job, but what I really mean here is their mission then becomes is to make sure they can have the best possible time that we can provide for them. It's even true in our warehouse, in our UK offices, with our franchisees. We really do work to live this mission. And that is a big part of why we're able to retain people. That's how we attract people. And when you're overt about a mission like that, it also is a natural filter to the kinds of people that even apply for your jobs. So is your brand relevant for the consumer today in the marketplace? And are your skill sets then relevant for today in the marketplace? So then you're doing a gap analysis, right? And we determined that what our brand means is so much more than stuffed animals. It means love and memories and special moments in time. We're almost like a capsule of your most special memories. And when we did ethnographic studies and went into children's homes, they could tell us everything about the moment that they bought that Build-A-Bear. Who was with them, what they were celebrating, why they were there, where they went to eat before, what they got for dessert that day, what they had on. It's really amazing the imprint that that experience makes on people. So that is extraordinary brand equity. So now I have a gap analysis of what can we do to meet the needs of consumers if they've changed and the market as it has changed. I know what my greatest power is, which is my brand, and I know what my skill sets are, which is retail and making stuffed animals. How do you then bridge that gap?
I want to move into one final question, which is your book. Back in maybe about 2016 or so, you and I were in Lincoln Center, and you were telling me you had this idea for a book, and it was going to be a lot about stories and, you know, and in that panel, I asked you, what is the most important word for the future? And you said, storytelling. You said, can I use a hyphen? But now the book is about to come out through Forbes. So talk about what Stories in Heart is.
Stories in Heart is a book that I was eventually approached by Forbes to write a book. And I didn't want to write a normal business book, and I didn't want to write a story about Build-A-Bear, and I certainly wasn't going to write an autobiography. I'm too young for that. So I did feel like, and this was where that impetus came from in those early stages, that there were probably some stories that I could share with people that might be insightful. And that realization had come to me through a lot of speaking engagements where people would stop me after the presentation and go, wow, I'm so glad you shared this or that with me. Wow, that makes me think about something differently. And I thought for a moment, would what I have to say on some of these subject matters, would that have impacted my life if I could hear me say that 30 years ago? Would that have helped me with my career or helped me think through things maybe with more clarity? And I tried to come up with a way to do that by pulling certain stories out of my life, and they go all the way back to childhood, but they also kind of make their way through my job. My jobs at Mattel and Hasbro and my expat experience in Europe and then at Stride Bike Children's Group and then eventually here at Build-A-Bear. But each of the chapters actually has a theme that I focus on to help just provide maybe some insights, maybe some clarity, maybe some introspection. Because the subtitle of the book is unlocking the stories of your life to create a life you love. And it's really to think about how what you do, as much as what happens to you, yes, that's important. But the most important thing is the stories that you tell yourself about those events and how you then internalize those events and how that impacts your decision making going forward. The same thing can happen to two different people. But how do you translate that into either empowerment or disempowerment? And there's some exercises that help people work their way through some of those ideas.
Very exciting. And, you know, anyone, you could go to Amazon and pre-order if you want. But I want to tell you, Sharon, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show. And everyone, think about this. If the first question to ask yourself is, where is our greatest value? Once you know that, you could start looking to skills, you could start looking towards gaps, and that's the core with great strategy. A real pleasure, Sharon, having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much, Robert.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Joanne Jenkins. How are you, Joanne?
I'm good, thank you.
And always good to see you again. Joanne is the CEO of AARP. So let's go back to September 1st, 2014, when you first became CEO. You had a major vision of disrupting aging. Talk about what you did and how you positioned and involved AARP to share this vision of a better America and better world.
Well, thank you. September 2014 seems like a long time ago, but I remember, you know, having been on the for-profit board of AARP and the president of the foundation, the chief operating officer, and then stepping into the CEO role in September, and how different it felt, for me to start talking about what it is we were trying to achieve in AARP to help our members live better lives. It really came upon me that we really needed to disrupt aging. We needed to change the perception of aging in this country and do away with these outdated beliefs about what people should or should not be doing at a certain age. And I remember having the conversation with the staff about, you know, we need to be envisioning a life in which people are living 30, 40 years longer than perhaps our grandparents lived, that the likelihood of people living into their 80s and 90s was significant if, in fact, they exercised, ate well, and had access to good health care. And so we started this whole challenge, this journey on a mission to disrupt aging, to challenge outdated beliefs, and to really spark new solutions so that everyone had the opportunity to live a better, healthier, longer life. And so that really put AARP on a different course of not just accepting the fact that you're becoming a certain age, but in fact looking forward to it and thinking about what it is you still wanted to do in your life.
And when you look at the age, something really significant is the age of 50. The amount of wealth that goes into that group, it's almost like next to two sovereign nations, the GDP of the United of America and of China, it's number three in the entire world.
That's absolutely true. First of all, there are about 110 million people over the age of 50 in the U.S. And so that 50% makes up about $8 trillion of annual economic activity. And for every dollar spent in the U.S., 51% is spent by someone over the age of 50. And as you said, if in fact that economic activity were a country, it would be the third largest behind the U.S. and China. And so our challenge was to convince and educate the market that this was a huge opportunity for them to be creating new products and services that serve this 50-plus market, and that the likelihood of people who reach the age of 50 to continue on that lifespan to well into their 80s or 90s and some into their 100s was a huge market segment that the private sector was missing out on.
Let's talk about that idea of convincing and educating the market. As CEO, it's not something that you could just do automatically. How did you galvanize people? How did you get your messaging? How did you figure out the partners that you'd have so you actually got that message forward?
One of the first things we tried to do is to address what we call the Disrupt Aging platform into making sure that people felt comfortable with being their own age. I think that's one of the huge challenges that we've seen that we made a lot of progress on, but we continue to face, that people need to feel comfortable saying, I'm 63, or I'm 70, or I'm 80, and to make sure that we recognize the wisdom that comes with that, the credibility that comes into the workplace, and also to get companies to recognize that there is a huge opportunity to create new kinds of products and services that are going to meet the needs of this 50-plus population, but also be what I like to call ageless products and services. So it's not created just for the old. It's created for society, but the old will benefit from it just like younger generations will benefit. benefit from it. And so our messaging to the entertainment community was one of the big plays that we did in the beginning, to really look at actors and actresses and see them performing at the top of their work life and work products that they were pushing out, and really showcasing them through our movies for grown-ups. We work with the publications industries, magazines like Allure, who agreed that they were never going to use the word anti-aging again in their publications, that this wasn't something we were fighting against. This is something we were embracing. And so slowly but surely, we're beginning to see a broader market trend as, you know, older people continue to stay in the work force, and as work shortages occur all across this country, I think the message is clear that there is a huge opportunity for the private sector in this 50-plus market, and a benefit for the employers to keep older people in the workplace longer.
How did you overcome the challenges of driving a message like this of disrupt aging? That's transformational type message. What's like a challenge you had to overcome that you were able to do so?
One of the biggest challenges, which was also one of the biggest benefits, is that AARP brand. Because for a lot of people, they hear AARP and they think old. And so we had to re-envision our own brand and identity that really wasn't about turning 65 and starting to draw your Social Security or signing up for Medicare. It was about how am I going to live the rest of my life, and not just live it, but thrive in it. And so a lot of rethinking in terms of the way we communicate with people, the way we talk about age, the way we talk about, you know, what's to come in the future, and how do we help people prepare themselves so that they're ready, and that it's not just one person's responsibility. It's what I like to call the three P's, that there is a public role and the responsibility at government levels to change laws and guidelines. There's a private sector role in creating new products and services and keeping people in the workplace. And then we ourselves have a personal responsibility to live our best lives every day and to make sure that we're prepared physically, but also financially, to make sure that we have saved enough money so that we can live that extra 10 or 15 lives.
You've about 2 minutes before a break, and I want to ask about a partnership you had, speaking about money, which is with JP Morgan. Talk about how you pulled that together and the results from it.
So we had some really interesting conversations with our board and with our leadership team inside of AARP to say, if in fact we want to spur creativity and innovation in the private sector, then we ought to be putting our money where our mouth is. You know, I, as CEO, I've always said to our team here that we shouldn't be asking anybody to do something that we're not willing to do ourselves. And so part of that was getting the approval of our board of directors for us to invest in startup companies who are focused on finding solutions in the private sector around that health, wealth, and self, that financial security, our access to good health care, and products and services that make us happy. And so we entered into a partnership with JP Morgan to set up our AARP investment portfolio, where we're investing in startup companies who are creating new products and services that help us focus on those three areas. And this was the first time that AARP had ever done this. It really gave us a huge jump in the innovation space, which has spurred conversations later on, where we launched AARP Innovation Labs. And now we have over 45 different companies that we have actually bought into the Innovation Lab here at AARP that we're either investing with, partnering with, helping them design and test some of their products and solutions in the marketplace, still around that overarching framework of health, wealth, and self.
We're about to take a break. We're with Joanne Jenkins. When we come back, we're going to talk about workplace culture and what the future holds. Back in a few.
We you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8800.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Joanne Jenkins, the CEO of AARP. And Joanne, you've had a big idea that AARP has driven about the future of workforce, and actually what you've told me is a five-generation workforce. Describe what this is.
One of the things that COVID has done for us this year is it has made us re-envision and live what we have talked about for the last several years about the future of the workforce. That, in fact, technology was going to continue to play a ever-increasing role, and that everyone, regardless of their age, it was going to have to be really steeped in the use of technology. And so as we've come out of coming through and hopefully out of COVID, the use of technology to do virtual meetings and have conversations with family or friends or businesses is commonplace. We know that here at AARP and with many of our partner organizations all around the world that we're already experiencing the four-generation workforce, and we can see in the very near future five generations in the workforce working side by side, or at least virtually side by side. And so this is something that's going to be increasingly important for not only here in the U.S., but around the world as we experience these shortages of workers, as we try to design culture within our own organizations or companies. It's going to be a complicated mix of how you have four and five generations in the workplace at one time.
And how is the whole concept of work at home hybrid going to play out in this model?
If I knew the answer to that, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. But I think that some of the things are the early learnings that we're seeing is that, like the younger worker, the older worker is also enjoying that increased flexibility of being able to work at home. It cuts out that long distance travel. I know my commute on an average day pre-COVID was about an hour each way. And so you really cut out that 2 hours of travel time, which allows for more meetings, more actual physical work or mental work in the workplace. I think you're going to see, as we've seen here, that it's going to allow families to cluster together in communities. And so a lot of employers you're seeing are requiring, but certainly influencing that people work and live in their same communities. And so that gives people the flexibility to not only be able to do that caregiving that they may be, have to do at some point during the day, whether it's for older care or child care. And also virtual environment gives people that additional flexibility. And so one of the things that we've learned here at AARP is we had to transition to almost 100% virtual work during COVID is that, you know, we have to adjust the expectations of what it is we're planning to do, or we have to redesign our work. A lot of what we do is in community. And so we had to adjust to virtual communities. We were fortunate that throughout COVID here at National, we hosted over 45 teletown hall meetings that connected us with our members. Most of those calls had over 100,000 members signed on either through cell technology or Facebook or some other social media activity. And it allows for that continuous connection to take place. And I think as employers looked at that, you know, 4 and 5 generations at the same time, you're going to the best of us are going to have that mix of the younger generation who is far more clear and the use of technology and what it can do with that perhaps older worker who might have more actual real life experience and wisdom that sort of matches together. And I think that's what we're seeing here at AARP. And I think that's what we're seeing and that's what our partners are telling us has been a really rich engagement by having multiple generations in the workplace at one time.
What I'm wondering is how diversity, equity, and inclusion ties into this whole new five-generation workforce. It seems like everything sort of works hand in hand. And also, as you know, I've been pushing to have more women CEOs dramatically. And as a woman CEO of color, is what insights do you have on this?
I think it's a good thing that around the world we are recognizing the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion and how it brings better solutions and better outcomes both emotionally and financially into end products around the around our organizations and our companies. I also think that we need to incorporate in there age diversity. And as we just talked about that 4 or 5 generation in the workplace, we know that there has been an uptick in discrimination based on age. And so including that and seeing the value of having an older worker, hopefully they might be diverse in race or gender as well. You're seeing corporate boardrooms take very seriously, you know, how they're going to address the diversity, equity, and inclusion. Here at AARP, we elevated the position to the executive team level so that we have someone whose job it is to make sure that we are all on point in terms of how we look at the workplace, how we look at the employee, and how we look at the marketplace. So it's not just do I have X number of women or X number of minorities, but it's also, you know, how we treat our employees and the environment in which they work. And it's also about the marketplace. For all of those companies that we do business with, are we holding them to the same standard that we're holding ourselves to in terms of the way they run their companies? And then for AARP, as we talked about previously, where are we investing our dollars? Are we putting our dollars and buying products and services with companies that represent racial and ethnic diversity and age diversity in the way we spend our buying dollars? And so I think it's a wake-up call for all of us. I think people want to do right. I think people want to make good decisions, but it's also going to be a steep learning curve for many organizations and many companies who perhaps have not been as diverse in all of those different areas in the past.
On that inspirational note, I'd like to thank you. We've been speaking with Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.